Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, host of the Football History Dude podcast, right here on the Sports History Network. Now, before we jump into another sports history adventure, let me tell you about this episode's sponsor. We partnered with Rochester Sports Autographs, the largest JSA authenticated autograph distributor in the United States, where you can get deals on over 30,000 autographed sports collectibles. They even have film, music, and other entertainment autographs on the site, so there's something for everyone. Perhaps you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, or maybe Father's Day. Heck, who needs a holiday as an excuse to give a piece of sports history to your loved ones? Or how about yourself? Today seems like a great day to add to your sports cave, right? But how is RSA able to offer such great deals on JSA authentication, you ask? Well, they do this by making deals directly with athletes, so there are no extra markups, and they choose to pass these savings on to the customer. All orders from Rochester Sports Autographs are top quality and shipped to your door with top authentication and money-back guarantee. And to make sure RSA knows that the Sports History Network sent you, we created a special link for you. All you have to do is head to shoprsa.com/SHN. Again, that's shoprsa.com/SHN. Head over there to get your piece of sports history today.
If days in football history were restaurants, November 2nd would be a buffet because it's a smorgasbord of everything you want to hear in football history. As we go to the very first time a game was played outside of the state of New Jersey in the United States, a first-time win for a major college, and a first endorsement in football, all coming up in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. How are we doing? I hope all your teams are doing well so this far into the season. And if not, we hope you're enjoying the football history we provide you here on the podcast. I'm Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and this is your football history headlines, where we're going to go back all the way back in history today and look at the November 2nd dates in history that have to pertain to the game of football. So let's go to our first headline. It's November 2nd, 1872. American football had not had a game played in over a year, and only four games have been played total since the initial game in 1869 when Princeton and Rutgers played. But in 1872, Princeton, Rutgers were joined by Columbia University in participating in the new game. Rutgers traveled to New York City to challenge Columbia for this November 2nd, 1872 autumn day to play what would be the first American football game played outside the state of New Jersey. The game would have another first too, as Rutgers and Columbia would be the first scoreless tie in the history of the American football game. SaturdayBlitz.com has the full story on the topic, and I highly recommend you read it. On our website, there's a good link. The folks at SaturdayBlitz.com did a great job on it. Now we'll zip 30 years into the future and go to November 2nd, 1925. A.G. Spalding Brothers Company sends a letter to Coach Newt Rockne of Notre Dame to propose an endorsement of Spalding's double-line football. This made Rockne one of the first people in football to get a lucrative endorsement contract. Once again, there's more to the story, and you can reach it at Tom and Kate Hickey Family History Blogspot.com, and you can have a link to that on the PigskinDispatch.com for this November 2nd article. 3 years later in time, we have another great date, November 2nd, 1928, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It marked the birth of Leon Hart, who later played end for the University of Notre Dame. While Hart was a member of the Irish squad, the team won an amazing 36 wins, 0 losses, 2 ties, and won 3 national championships from 1946 through 1949, according to the NFF's website. Leon Hart may be best remembered in college for his heroics in the 1948 game against USC. Hart took a 25-yard pass from Frank Tapuka and escaped eight would-be Southern Cal tacklers on his way to a score that helped the Irish stay unbeaten in 22 straight games as they tied the Trojans at 14 points apiece. As a member of the Fighting Irish football program, Hart won the Heisman Trophy and the Maxwell Award in 1949 as a reward for his outstanding play. The College Football Hall of Fame inducted Leon Hart in 1973. Leon, after school, played in the National Football League for eight seasons in the 1950s with the Detroit Lions, where he was the franchise's number one pick in the 1950 NFL Draft. We hope right now, while you're taking this little break from our football history, that you'll hit the subscribe button on this podcast player, and also that you'll email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And now a couple words from one of my buddies at the sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, folks. Are you curious about some of the unique players, teams, games, and events of pro football's past? If you are, please check out my bi-weekly podcast, The Pigskin Past. I'm Joe Zagorski, a member of the Pro Football Writers of America and the Pro Football Researchers Association. I've written three books about pro football history, and I'm currently writing my fourth. Now, my era of expertise is the 1970s in the NFL. Heck, I even have a Facebook page by that title, and my very first book also has the same title, The NFL in the 1970s. But every now and then I check out a different era, so I might surprise you. Anyway, if you like pro football history, please check out my bi-weekly segment here called The Pigskin Past when you get a chance. I think you'll enjoy it.
Our next Hall of Fame birthday took place on November 2nd, 1945 in Groveland, Georgia. That's when Larry Little, the great NFL offensive tackle, was born. Larry played football for Bethune-Cookman College in Daytona Beach, Florida, where he was an all-conference player. The Pro Football Hall of Fame's website bio on him reports that Little was an unheralded, undrafted free agent pickup by the San Diego Chargers in 1967. After a couple seasons with the Chargers, they traded his rights to the Miami Dolphins, and that's when Larry's career really took the turn for the positive. With Miami, he became a dominant blocker for the powerful Dolphin teams of the early 1970s, including the undefeated Super Bowl champion team of 1972, where the Finns rushed for 2,960 yards. Larry Little earned the award for being the NFL Players Association's AFC Lineman of the Year in three consecutive seasons of 1970, 71, and 1972. The great blocker played a total of 14 NFL seasons and made the Pro Bowl six times and was an NFL All-Pro six times too. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Larry Little in the year 1983. Our next stop on the timeline of legendary birthdays is on November 2nd, 1959, Oneonta, New York. Mark May, the guard from the University of Pittsburgh, was born. Per the NFF website, Mark May was a unanimous All-American selection and Outland Trophy winner in 1980. May captained the team that went 11-1 and finished second in the final AP rankings. That Pitt Panthers squad featured many college future Hall of Famers, including Dan Marino, Jimbo Covert, and Hugh Green. The National Football Foundation voters selected Mark May to enter into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2006. After college, May was selected by the Washington Redskins in the first round of the 1981 NFL Draft. Mark was a member of the Great Washington Offensive Line Group's nicknamed the Hogs. May played for 12 years in the NFL and started in three Super Bowls, winning Super Bowls 17 and 22. You don't want to miss tomorrow's version of the football history headlines, because on November 3rd, we have a great thing where the first piece of padding in football history took place. Don't miss it. Tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Darren Hayes, host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcast. I hope you've enjoyed another great episode here on Sports History Network. Now, speaking of sports history, this episode was brought to you by Firefly Books, and they have two great ones for you this summer. For basketball fans, they have the NBA 75, The Definitive History by author Dave Zarum, who's appeared on our Jersey Dispatch podcast recently. He tells about the experience, the thrilling journey of the NBA from its humble beginnings to its modern glory. Uncover the untold stories of triumph, controversy, and the greatest stars of the game. This isn't just a book. It's courtside seats to over 75 years of NBA history. And for the golf enthusiasts, swing into The Golf Round, I'll Never Forget by Matt Adams. Relive 50 of golf's most memorable moments through the eyes of the legends themselves. From Garcia's triumph at the 2017 Masters to Nicklaus' miraculous 1986 comeback, it's the closest you'll get to walking the fairways with golf's greatest. Get your summer read on. Grab a copy of NBA 75 or The Golf Round I'll Never Forget, available online or at your favorite bookstore.